Good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, certified financial planner and registered life planner with my money manifesto for Monday, the 30th September 2013. I want to carry on talking about my own financial planning process, if I could, this week. You may recall last week we talked about how we measure our own personal spending and monitor it. And I want to look this week at how we do the same with our time. Before I do that, though, I just want to make some comments about some of the feedback I received last week, which was very positive. I got some comments from people saying how surprised they were at how much they actually did spend when they did the exercise of measuring their annual expenditure. Others were less surprised on the basis that they tended to spend everything that they earned anyway. But what did surprise and shock a lot of them was to see exactly where the money went, and see how much of it was in effect being wasted and not spent on their own lives. Someone else I talked to was coming up to retirement, and we discussed how important it was to measure and monitor expenditure, as this in effect formed the core of retirement planning. He was having to make difficult decisions about his pensions and the income to draw down from those pensions, and so I made the point to him that his first port of call has to be to plan his expenditure over the coming years. Let's turn to time. I want to look at how we deal with time, because time is as important as money. And it's a similar exercise in many ways, but there are more philosophical and even spiritual dimensions to the way we look at time, I think. Time and money are really intertwined throughout our lives. When we're first born, we have no money but all the time in the world, almost, and time has very little value. But because we tend, as we grow up, to want things, money becomes more and more valuable to us. As we move towards the end of our life, the opposite happens. Time becomes a very finite quantity and increases almost exponentially in value. Money, on the other hand, becomes less and less important as we realize that we can't take it with us anyway. So I think there is this dichotomy when it comes to looking at time. On the one hand, as a planner, I believe it's important to measure and plan our time expenditure as we do money. On the other hand, the only moment that matters is this one, the here and now. And as Susie Greaves succinctly paraphrases in her editorial to this month's Psychology's magazine, now is where it's at. To me, mindfulness is so important, being really present in the here and now. And to quote from John Kabat-Zinn in his book For Catastrophe Living, which is kindly brought to my attention by the wonderful Jane Brendigan from MindWorks, the present moment is the only time we have to be alive, to know anything, to perceive, to learn, to act, to change, to heal. So are the two approaches, planning your time and living in the moment, compatible? Well, I believe they are, because actually a life plan and the process of actually doing that plan will help you to live in the moment by helping you to remove those regrets for the past and the fear of the future. And your financial plan, which will include plans for how to spend your time and your money, will actually help you, ultimately, to live in the moment. So how do you measure and plan your time? Well, in a very similar way to the way we deal with money, I use a little program called Toggle, T-O-G-G-L, which I've adapted to record the way I spend my time with family, friends, on household stuff, on my own mind, body and spirit plan, on professional personal development, on holidays, travel, hobbies, sport, and of course on my businesses. Like money, as you go through the process of measuring, you can be quite shocked at where your time is going, and Toggle is excellent at producing multicolored pie charts for you, and believe me, they can really hit home. However, that core data does provide a firm foundation on which to create your time spending plans, and we'll look at this in much more detail later on. But I do believe that actually measuring your time and doing a time plan is actually the best way of ensuring your personal goals around family, friends, creativity, personal development, travel, holidays, etc. are all actually achieved. Well, that's it for me. Next week I'll look at the markets in September and the outlook for the global economy going forward. In the meantime, have a very, very good week, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.